Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Ed Ronco. This week on AK, volcanoes. If you've spent much time in Sitka, you've probably seen Mount Edgecumbe. It's one of Alaska's most viewed volcanoes, rising 3,000 feet from the ocean, just 10 miles from the former Russian capital. Scientists and Tlingit tradition bearers know that it last erupted about 4,500 years ago, but other volcanoes, vents, and lava flows in the area have seen more recent action. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld catches up with a dedicated group of geologists in Southeast searching for lava in the rainforest.
So we are walking down the Rec Center Road at UAS, and on our right or north side of the road is a wondrous outcrop.
Kathy Connor leads me to a rock face recently exposed by construction at the University of Alaska Southeast. The Juno geologist points to an outcrop of asbestos, veins of quartz, and something else.
Notice what's happening now, Ed. What do you see up there? Do you see any change in color?
Oh, darker.
Yes, and maybe some red?
Mm-hmm.
So what I think we're having here is just a little place where lava vented at the seafloor, and we're getting some pillows of basalts where the magma rose, hit that cold seafloor, and then gelled into a balloon or beach ball sort of shape. And now that it's all exposed, it's oxidizing and making that rusty color.
That lava formed about 100 million years ago, the quartz about 40 million. And that's the same range as similar rocks throughout the region. But elsewhere in Southeast, volcanic activity is within the realm of human memory.
The youngest basalts, the youngest eruptions that we know of, are about 110 years old.
Susan Carl is a research geologist in Anchorage. She says that lava, on the U.S.-Canada border northeast of Ketchikan, was dated by counting rings on trees caught in its path.
Because they're that young, they're the youngest ones we know of right now, it's certainly possible that more of these volcanoes could erupt at any time. We don't see them as an imminent volcanic hazard, but they certainly are something that we should be keeping track of.
It's quite surprising how many volcanics there are in Southeast.
Jim Bechtel is a geologist for the U.S. Forest Service in Thorne Bay. He, Connor, and Carl have spent the past two or so years searching for new cinder cones, lava flows, and other volcanic evidence. Carl says they've found a dozen features, bringing the known total to about 50.
Jim has given a number of talks around Southeast Alaska and shown people pictures. They'll come back and tell us, oh, I've seen one like that over in this place or that place. And that's actually how we've found some of the new volcanic centers.
Some of what they've found appears to be eruptions beneath long-gone ice flows. That excites Bechtel.
If that's subglacial, it can actually blow a hole up through the ice and it collapses back on itself. But as this thing continues to erupt, you may have an ice wall all the way around, and that's what we believe Painted Peak in behind Ketchikan is.
So why are there volcanics in Southeast? It's all tied into the region's geologic history. Basically, a series of tectonic plates, slow-moving chunks of land or ocean floor, crash into and become part of our mainland. As they collide, rub against or slide under each other, they heat up or create cracks that release magma. Carl of the U.S. Geological Survey says the region's volcanic centers line up along major faults or the intersection of two faults.
So what the faults are doing is they're providing a plumbing system. They're providing an avenue for these little puddles of melt under the margin to come up.
Chemical analysis shows the recent arrivals are part of a much larger volcanic system stretching into British Columbia and the Yukon Territory. Back at the University Rock Cut, geology professor Connor points out ribbons of quartz running through a crumbly slate-like layer. They were formed as the Earth's crust bent and flexed, which also brought a belt of gold-bearing rock into the ground beneath Juno. There's evidence that the bending and flexing may have been a result of Ice Age glaciers melting fast, allowing the land to rise. Could today's climate change caused shrinking ice fields create a similar situation?
I suppose it's always a possibility. You just have to hold on to your socks and see what comes. Yeah.
For AK, this is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.